Our fares are the highest in Europe. The government is paying out millions of pounds to private companies to run a service that isn't good enough. We need a much better service for people to get out of their cars and get onto the rail. The rail fares are much too expensive, and that's the reason I'm here today.
Obviously, it's all reflective of people's wages, isn't it? And if wages aren't going up, then this is obviously going to have a massive impact on them, isn't it?
Certainly is. And I think with this government that we have at the moment, they're dismantling the NHS. They're giving away money to private companies here on the railway. And the economy is going down the tubes.
And when people are fed up with standing on trains, having late trains, you can understand why people, just are so annoyed about this or frustrated. But nothing really can anything be done about it at all?
Well, as I say, the only way forward is to have to put the railways back as it was in public hands, and then you could have something to moan about. We had a situation on the East Coast where the private company got out of their contract and it was put back in public hands. It started to make money and then the government gave it back to the private company. Madness. Absolute madness.
You're obviously very passionate about this. You feel for these passengers that are getting on and off.
I do, because I did it for years and I know exactly how it feels. And I think these people should or deserve something better.